104 Chum FM, the Red Barchetta, and the new Moving Pictures LP. You're hearing it for the first time in the world right here on Chum FM. And Geddy Lee's in the studio with us to talk all about it. Mm-hmm. A lot of new sounds on this album.
Yep.
Your bass even. A lot of new bass textures. I don't know how to put it into words, really, but...
Well, I mean, the whole session, like I said before, we are really going for something special sound-wise as far as using the state-of-the-art gear and really utilizing the 48 tracks and being very microscopic about how we recorded it. And we spent a lot of time... What was that? We spent a lot of time trying to get the sounds together, and we spent...
Bacchanalia over here. Anyway.
We spent a lot of time working on the synthesizer sounds and, really...
How long were you in the studio all told then?
About 2 months and a week, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We lost about a week and a half due to the problems, but again, they were just... Those were the kind of problems that it took... You know, the studio had never been 48-track before. We'd never used 48-track before. We'd never gone digital before. So they were just familiarization, really, more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
All in all, it's still a wonderful studio, and we did get great results.
The 48 tracks have a lot to do with all those additional sounds, like maybe being able to try out one texture on one track and try out another...
Not really.
The same few bars in another way on another track.
What it really did for us was we were able to get... A bass and drum sound that we liked, put it on 124 track, and I don't know if people out there understand the process of recording to that degree, but on one of the 24 tracks, we recorded our bass and drum tracks, and then we transferred from one machine to a couple of tracks on the other on a fresh piece of tape, and then we took the original bass and drum tape, and we put that away. So that we would not lose any quality in running the tape over and over and over the heads. Because the more you run a tape, the more quality you lose, the more oxide you lose. This might be getting a little technical, but... Anyway, that was the process we utilized, and it enabled us to preserve the bass and drum tracks to as close to the original sound as possible. And that was really the whole concept behind this album, was to try to preserve the sounds as much as we could to the way they were originally recorded. Because, as most albums are done... By the time it gets to the consumer, through various means and methods of tape copying and mixing down onto another piece of tape and dubbing and this and that, you end up losing a lot of quality, and so we wanted to avoid that loss of quality.
Which is what using the digital process was all about then, too.
With the digital, we were enabled to maintain the multi-track sound, or the sound that you remember best out of the studio, rather than lose it into a... An analog mix down, which they usually do.
Which has to be frustrating.
It is frustrating, but it's always been the only way to do it, so no one's ever thought that... I mean, it's always been, that sounds great, because that's all you have.
Because that's what you had to put up with.
But when you compare the digital with the analog, all of a sudden you go, wow, you mean I can settle for this instead of doing that?
Provided I want to pay a little more money in the making of the record, but...
Yeah, but, I mean, that's...
It works out in the end.
Sure, it's well worth it to preserve the quality. So,
exactly.
From that point of view, that's how the extra tracks came in handy. Not so much that we had 48 tracks now, we could start putting millions of things, because we didn't do all that much more overdubbing than we normally do. We just did it a little
more. You just had more room to keep the sound cleaner.
That's right.
That way.